I'm at the Oscars. I got an emergency situation here. I need help. I need help quick. Will Smith has lost his mind. This is an emergency, unprepared show. Not a lot of build up here. I'm just going to get straight to it. Let me say this first of all. The media ain't worth a dime. I turned on MSNBC 5 a.m. this morning, and they weren't even talking about the Oscars. Weren't even talking about it. When they finally got around to mentioning it, they just said there was a kerfuffle between Chris Rock and Will Smith. Didn't tell me anything else. Didn't give me any information. I'm going to get to that in a minute as to the possibilities why. But didn't give me any information as to what went down. They spent more time talking about the gift bags that were given out to the celebrities. So it wasn't until 2 hours later that I found out what happened. I found out what went down. So let's listen to what went down. I'm going to watch the video. When you watch it, take notice of Lupita Nyong'o sitting behind Will and Jada. Ooh, isn't she pretty? What a pretty black woman. Take notice that initially Will Smith laughs at the joke that Chris Rock tells, but then he, I guess, realizes Jada is not laughing. Jada looks a little disturbed by the joke, and that is what seemingly led to the reaction of Will Smith. Did the slap look real? Did the slap look hard? I don't know. Let's give a listen.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right? That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh. Richard. Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
I'm going to, okay? Okay. That was a greatest night in the history of television. Okay. Okay.
And a hush fell over the crowd. And by the way, one of their crazy kids, the boy, I think, Will and Jada, one of their crazy kids, tweeted out, "That's how we do." After seeing the slap, tweeted out, "That's how we do." What? What do you mean by we? That's how who does? Entitled Hollywood celebrities that don't have to worry about getting arrested for assault? That's how you do. That ain't how anybody else does. I went to bed. I can't stay up late to watch this nonsense. So I had no idea what happened. Hadn't seen it. But now I have. Now I have. I dropped everything. Dropped everything and rushed to get to the microphone to give my thoughts. Why not? Everybody else is. So I watched the video. I was going to wait until I got on and watch it while I was giving my commentary. But without you being able to see me watch it, it's stupid. So I watched the video to get an idea of what actually went down. Because just hearing it, hearing other people talk about it, and just hearing the audio of it, you don't get the true sense. I wanted to see it before I obviously talked about it. And it did. It kind of looked like a fake slap. Not as hard a slap, but, you know. People say it looked like it was a hard slap. I don't know. You have to ask Chris Rock that. He took it well. If it was a hard slap, he certainly took it well. You know, didn't appear to leave any marks, draw any blood. So, whatever. As far as that's concerned, how hard the slap was. But I think it was real. I think it was a real reaction from Will Smith. And let me tell you why. Let's just get right into it. Let me tell you why. There apparently is history with Chris Rock and Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, as I found out. Chris Rock told a couple of jokes about Jada Pinkett in previous Oscars. I don't know if it was one Oscar or the same Oscar or separate Oscars that he hosted, but he told a couple of jokes. One of the jokes was when Jada Pinkett Smith boycotted the Oscars because they were doing a whole Oscars too white thing and black celebrities were going to boycott because there weren't enough black nominees. So Chris Rock told a joke saying Jada Pinkett Smith is boycotting the Oscars. That's like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. How can you boycott something you're not invited to? Nah. So that was one joke that he told. Another joke that he told, I guess it had to do with the same thing. Maybe it was the same year. Jada Pinkett Smith said something along the lines of, it was a disgrace that Will Smith wasn't nominated or didn't win an Oscar for the movie Concussion. And Chris Rock told a joke, it's a disgrace that Will Smith got paid $25 million for Wild Wild West. So again, another funny joke. So there's history there. He's been joking about them, and who knows if there's anything going on behind the scenes as far as any other jokes that will come out that Chris Rock has told about Jada Pinkett and Will Smith. But everybody tells jokes about Jada Pinkett and Will Smith. They tell jokes about themselves. Jada Pinkett does this crazy show, this Red Table Talk, where she talks about everything. So where's the line? Where's the line with Jada Pinkett and Will Smith in terms of what you can joke about and what you can't joke about? And everybody wants to say or wants to know, well, did he know about the alopecia? She's got the alopecia. She's got a hair loss issue going on. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter whether Chris Rock knew she had this medical condition where she's losing her hair and that's why she shaves her head. I certainly didn't know. I think most people didn't know. So where do they come off? The Smiths thinking, well, everybody's just supposed to know she has a condition and this is our line. This is what you're not allowed to joke about. How is anybody supposed to know that? Especially if you've taken jokes from everyone, from your movies to your wife and her indiscretions, especially when you've taken those jokes, how's anyone supposed to know you finally got fed up? And maybe that's what it was. Maybe that's what it was for Will Smith. He finally got fed up. He's had jokes made about him from the time he was a rapper, that he was too soft and his raps were soft and corny, to the time he became an actor and his movies were made fun of, to the time he got married to Jada Pinkett Smith, and there were jokes made about that. There's been jokes made about him, about her, about their crazy kids. So Chris Rock can't possibly know what their line is unless, of course, he was warned. And again, we don't know. I'm speculating. Maybe he was warned by Will Smith prior to this Oscars, after making jokes about him in the past Oscars. Maybe he was warned, don't you make jokes about my wife. I don't know. But other than that, how would Chris Rock know? Whether he knew about the alopecia or not, how would he know what's off limits to joke about unless Will Smith said, hey, this is not something that we appreciate you joking about? And in addition to the media thing, or going back to the media thing, I guess I should say, and then I'm going to wrap this up because I'm not spending a whole lot of time on this. I just wanted to get my thoughts out there. I thought it was funny. But one of the reasons I wanted to get my thoughts out there is because I was amazed at how quickly this turned racial. Absolutely amazed. So again, MSNBC, even CNN, when I switched over, weren't really talking about it. Now, it could have been because early in the morning, they had made a decision. Hey, listen, there's a whole lot going on in the world. We don't want to get criticized for talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock when there was just a big speech by Biden given in Poland in which he said Vladimir Putin's got to go. He can't stay in power. So to come on and then start talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock, yeah, sure, they could get criticized for that. At the same time, it's all anyone was talking about. It's all anyone was talking about on social media, on Twitter. So how could you avoid it? Well, you avoid it if you're a little bit nervous that maybe you shouldn't be talking about it. And that's what I mean about it turning racial. In an instant, when I found out about it, I heard a comedian being interviewed, white female comedian being interviewed, and she said that when it went down, Twitter lit up. She went on Twitter and she posted, what did she say? Here's Hollywood giving another example of excusing bad behavior, something along those lines. And then she started reading a lot of tweets about white America, stay out of this one. White America, sit this one out. And so she said she deleted her tweet. She got nervous. She said, oh, heavens, maybe this is something I'm going to get fired over if I weigh in on the Will Smith, Chris Rock scandal controversy. She deleted her tweet. I don't know if MSNBC and CNN said, maybe we're not allowed to talk about this. Let me ask a question. Because I see this is, it became an instant, whatever you want to call it, tweet, talking point, thought, collective, understanding that this is a black thing. Can someone explain that to me? What is black about this? Where exactly is it written in the black handbook that black men protect their women more so than anyone else? How is this a black thing? White men don't protect their women. Hispanic men don't protect their women. Asian men don't protect. Why exactly did everyone turn this into, hey, you don't understand it. This is a black thing. And don't you dare get all righteous on me, because this was the instant reaction last night. It's a black thing. Don't get all righteous on me and say, well, you must understand, my brother. Historically, the black man has felt the need to protect the black woman from disrespect. No, no, no. Mm-mm. No, don't even try it. This was an immediate, instant, conditioned reaction. And you know why I find it so interesting? Because many shows ago, if you go back and listen to my Defending the Indefensible, one of the things I talked about in that show was the violence in the black community, and that you cannot focus just on the guns. It's the guns. It's the guns. They're flooding the black community with guns. They're selling these guns at gun shows. People are showing up with guns in trunks, and they're selling them in the black community. I said, that's a problem that needs to be focused on, but you cannot avoid the cultural conditioning in the black community that also leads to violence. And what was the thing? One of the things that I said leads to violence in the black community? You're not going to disrespect my woman. You're not going to disrespect me. You're not going to disrespect my woman. That was what was leading to violence in the black community. At least one of the things. One of the things leading to violence in the black community. Black men shooting each other. Oh, you disrespected my woman on Facebook. You disrespected my woman on TikTok. You disrespected my woman on her Instagram. You better stay off her Instagram. And then they start shooting each other. It's a known fact. Go talk to anybody in the black community. They'll tell you. That's why these young kids are shooting each other. One of the reasons these young kids are shooting each other. You're not going to disrespect my woman. So be careful, black people. Be careful with that so proudly white people stay out of it. This is a black thing. Again, what's the black thing? It certainly isn't the need to protect your wife. What race doesn't believe in that, protecting your wife? So what's the black thing? The violence? Are you proud of that? The violence, the reaction, that's the black thing? And if you ask me, well, what would you do? What would you do if your woman was disrespected? Oh, I'd do the same thing Will Smith did. Yeah, I'd crack him right in the head. But guess what? I'm just an average everyday guy on the street, cracking another average everyday guy on the street. I'm not sitting at the Oscars in a tuxedo cracking a comedian in the mouth because he made a joke, even if it was a bad joke, even if it was a joke in poor taste. If I go to a comedy show and I'm sitting there and a comedian starts to single me or my wife out and make jokes about us, I don't jump up on stage and crack him in the mouth because I know he's a comedian and I'm at a comedy show. Come on, people. Let's not start pretending that we don't understand how society works because we're a fan of Will Smith. He's an actor and Chris Rock is a comedian. It's not a couple of regular guys out on the street handling things the way we handle things. You know, there's a video I saw. I saw it on a show, one of these 48-hour crime type shows, where a woman is sitting in a car, black woman, sitting in a car in a handicapped spot. And the white guy comes up to the car and starts yelling at the woman that she doesn't have handicap tags and she shouldn't be sitting in that spot. Well, the woman's husband comes out of the store, big guy, comes out of the store that he's in, sees the white guy standing at the car yelling at his wife, walks over, shoves that white guy right to the ground. White guy from the ground pulls out a gun, shoots the black guy dead right there in the street in front of his wife and his kids. Shoots him dead. White guy got arrested. Don't know if he went to trial. Don't know if he went to jail. I didn't follow the story. But it sure don't matter to the black guy who's dead. He's dead. He's dead because he decided, hey, you're not going to be yelling at my woman. I'm going to get violent with you. I'm going to knock you to the ground. If the black community is going to praise Will Smith for that because he's Will Smith, I had a good point in that show, defending the indefensible. Because it ain't just about the guns in the black community, it's about the culture. Don't get offended by it, recognize it, and change it. As far as my intervention for Will Smith, he went on to do a tearful acceptance speech of the Oscar that he did win, his first Oscar, and he apologized to the Academy, he apologized to his other fellow nominees, did not apologize to Chris Rock. What I would say to Will Smith is you owe Chris Rock an apology, and you also owe yourself a little time away, Will Smith, because you're losing it. Let me say this to you. With all your talk, you're a river and a river to your people, and you got to deal with this, and you got to protect this, and you got to deal with that. If you drop dead tomorrow, Will Smith, they'd run a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air marathon on TBS, and then that would be it. That'd be it. Listen, Sidney Poitier just passed away not too long ago, and the world kept turning. So maybe it's time to take a little time away, Will Smith, get a little more grounded with reality, and think a little less of yourself. It sounds to me like you might be putting a little too much pressure on yourself, and you might be letting Oprah put a little bit too much pressure on you. I told you, this is why I can't have a threesome with these people. On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. Ooh, that's written, honey, honey, come ride. Listen to the comparison group on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. Visit the website www.thecomparisongroup.com. Follow me on Twitter @comparison_show.